KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Topping local news, the Iowa State Patrol said late Thursday evening that one Cass County resident died while another was seriously injured during a head-on collision early Thursday afternoon on Highway 92. The patrol says a 2011 Ford Focus driven by 67-year-old Mary Lou Ranney of Messina was traveling west on Highway 92 at around 1 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the car crossed the center line about 3 miles west of Messina and hit a 2010 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup head-on. Ranney, who was wearing her seatbelt, died at the scene. The driver of the pickup, 72-year-old Robert James Bagshaw of Messina, who was not wearing his seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to CHI Health Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Dispatch reports said he was suffering from severe back pain. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Messina and Cumberland Fire and Rescue personnel, and Medevac ambulance assisted the patrol at the scene of the crash. Funeral services for Mary Ranney are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. A search warrant executed last night at a home in Red Oak resulted in one person being arrested on numerous drug-related charges. Police say 28-year-old David Andrew Strange of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:30 p.m. at 111 East Prospect Street. Strange faces felony charges that include 3 counts of delivery of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession with the intent to deliver. He also faces varying degrees of misdemeanor charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, second offense, unlawful possession of prescription pills, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Strange was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. A Red Oak man was arrested last night on an assault charge. Police say 28-year-old Travis Ray Thompson faces a simple assault charge after he was taken into custody at around 11:45 p.m. Thompson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported after a car and a pickup truck collided Thursday evening west of Red Oak. Officials say a 2003 Chrysler PT Cruiser driven by 18-year-old Tony S. Jackson of Red Oak was traveling south on G Avenue just after 5 p.m. and had entered a curve in the road as it transcends to 210th Street. The vehicle was struck by a 2003 Dodge Dakota pickup, also entering the curb from the east on 210th, heading toward G Avenue. The vehicles collided in the middle of the curb. The driver of the pickup, 21-year-old Tanner Allensworth of Red Oak, was cited for failure to yield half the roadway upon meeting another vehicle. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,700. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Red Oak Police and Red Oak Fire and Rescue Department personnel. The Cass County Sheriff's Department yesterday reports 2 people were injured during a 3-vehicle crash that took place on September the 2nd. As we mentioned that same evening in our online report, the accident happened around 5:42 p.m. near the intersection of Highway 71 and White Pole Road, or Highway 6, east of Atlantic. Officials have provided more information about the crash in their report issued Thursday. Authorities said a 1999 Ford Mustang, owned and driven by 25-year-old Garrett Lee Cooper of Atlantic, was traveling east on White Pole Road when he had slowed to make a turn. Cooper's car was hit from behind by a 2011 Dodge pickup, owned and driven by 49-year-old Dennis Loy Peterson of Adair. The impact caused Cooper's car to be shoved into the path of a westbound 2013 Chevy Equinox, owned and driven by 58-year-old Marcia Gail Gettler of Adair. Gettler and a passenger in Cooper's vehicle, 20-year-old Jessica South of Atlantic, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by Medevac ambulance. Damage to all 3 vehicles amounted to $14,000 altogether. Officials say Peterson was cited for failure to maintain control. And in an update to our story that we brought you Wednesday morning, authorities in Pottawatomie County have released additional details about a chase that began early that same morning and made its way into Cass County and then back into Pottawatomie County. Lieutenant Rob Ambrose of the Pott County Sheriff's Department told KJAN News the incident began around 2:23 a.m. Wednesday with a traffic stop for speeding at the city limits of Hancock. Ambrose said a deputy tried to pull over a Ford Taurus driven by 38-year-old Daniel Campbell of Walnut, where the car sped off and eventually made its way into Cass County on Boston Road. Deputies deployed stop sticks at 560th in Boston, but the device wasn't immediately effective in deflating the vehicle's tires. The chase ended between Marnie and Walnut near 530th and Westgate Road at around 2:45 a.m. Wednesday. Campbell was taken into custody and was being held Thursday on $35,000 bond in the Pottawatomie County Jail. He faces charges that include ongoing criminal conduct, felony eluding, 3 counts of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, methamphetamine, and prescription drugs. carrying a weapon, and OWI. He was also cited for speeding and stop sign violations. Deputies from Pottawatomie, Cass, Audubon, and Shelby counties assisted in the pursuit. In our funeral announcements, Mark Thomas, age 64, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mark Thomas will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Ernest Ernie Little, age 85, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died September 4th. A military graveside service for Ernie Little will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Robert Bob Madsen, age 74, of Shenandoah, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial for Bob Madsen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shenandoah. The Hackett Livingston Funeral Home of Shenandoah has arrangements. Judy Bentley, age 70, of Oakland, died August 22nd. A celebration of life memorial visitation for Judy Bentley will be held tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Shirley Robertson Cox, age 83, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Shirley Cox will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska. Neva Clark, age 99, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Neva Clark will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Raymond Voss, age 93, who's formerly of the Messina area, died September 4th in Colorado. Graveside services with full military rites for Raymond Voss will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church Cemetery in rural Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Joseph H. Newell, age 95, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Joseph Newell are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Anita. Mary Ranney, age 67, of Messina, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mary Ranney are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Robert Blankenship, age 87, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Robert Blankenship are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.